Avishaisa Bitsoma?
Voma Avishaisa Bitsoma, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Mishnah Dalit, and he was speaking about the Beis Vad Lechachomim, and Av Misabik Bafar Gleib. So he said the first thing is the Beis should be Beis Vad. He said Av Misabik Bafar, which he said was a pchina of they had kind of giving covet and so on. But Oma, Avishaisa Bitsoma is called it there, Pirush. Just like without seichel, even though the seichel is moved from the person is still a pchina of a chaser. Or the seichel yushlam adam, and seichel is what's mashing the person. Or the fikoch yishlam b'tzom devem, ki ha'adam shlo yishlam chaser u'b'shtir yushlam. That's what the person has to drink because. He's a chaz without it, and with that it becomes mushlam. Well, the fikah who shayse b'tzama, v'lohut ma'oid acha hashlamas chisorin shaloi, shekol zman shechasa eina b'toiv. I want to point out something here. Is, the way he's learning up pshat, the rabbi shayse b'tzama the v'yam, is the simin that you're chas without it, and that makes you a tashalom. There's a certain diuk advarim here that he uses shoysa instead of eichol. And I want to try to explain maybe why. There's a Ramban in itself, a very famous Ramban, where Batlaman Sfois Atzoma, Sarava Atzoma, where he explains the erach the following. That Taiva has a problem that it becomes an end to itself and not a chetimta for something else. For instance, let's take an example. A person's goof feels hot. If it feels too hot, it's stuffy, it's hot, so it goes to a cooler place, and that's it. Once he's in a place where the temperature is even, it's fine. When a person is the derech klal drinking, not flavored pop, but cold water, a person, when he's hot, whether you're thirsty, whatever it is, he's thirsty, and he goes and he drinks, fills it up with cold water. The minute he's filled up with cold water, he doesn't really feel cheshik or chuka or taiva to go and to look for new cold water. Finished eating, a person when he's hungry, he eats, but the eating develops an appetite. The person enjoys the eating, and then it becomes, he begins to look for food even when he's not hungry. Seeing a person walks by a bakery and smells very good pastry, he becomes hungry. In other words, the Rabban explains that Kreich HaTaiva is not an indication of Chasa, but rather it becomes a Metzius for itself. For instance, a person that feels hot, if his goof is normal massive, it's a simen that he is hot, that he needs to lower his body temperature. A person feels cold, he needs to higher it. With food, because there's an element of taiva involved, it becomes the taiva creates a chukka for it, and it's not the it's just like the Marshall gauge on a fuel tank gauges how much fuel you need. Appetite for food does not gauge it because it becomes taiva, and the same thing with arayas. Anything that has taiva in it, it stops becoming what the person is also, and it starts becoming a mitzvah of ne'atzma. Shtia, drinking in the normal form, which is water, it does not develop, it's kol kuloi, a measure of chisaron. When a person is hot, when a person needs fluids, he's thirsty. Again, modern science today says a person is getting thirsty enough and you should drink more, v'chul, fine. But l'maisa, the thirsty is a pretty much a gauge of the chasa. So abishayis of some of the v'yam, there are two ways in which a person can look at chachma. challenging, it's interesting, and so on. That could be one attitude to Chachma. If the here it says by Chaser, the person's attitude has to be that he stole the chitzu like a chaser to it, rather than just nice addition. In other words, if it's something that's added on to it, then that's not the chachma doesn't become mitzurim to the person if it's just adding on. I once saw a Torah journal of Ungarish Yeshiva in Israel, and they wrote on the title page that the purpose of this journal is to add tzitzim l'prachim l'tarasein akhtesha. And I think to myself, if you told a Miriam Gaman that Shtigl Seir is wrong, a tzot gefrekt, that's not insulting. If you told somebody that his Seir is a get of tzitzim l'prachim, then that would be a pretty big insult. It's not the pshat that it's a salt pshat, now I'm adding pshat, but this is it's a kishur, it's a sukkah decoration. The only time chachma comes to serve to a person is if he feels a chaser. The best marshal is ish v'isha. The only reason why ish v'isha is a chibur of a davak v'ayla bas echad is because the zachar is a chaser, the tzela, and then the keva is a metzias of chaser. So in the milui of chasa is where you get is where you get something that becomes kosher. So that's why seichel to the goof you need to create a makom for it to be. I think we spoke about it over a few times. The maral by the Nagada, which says why it has to be derech shaila tshuva. So I'm paraphrasing, but pretty much he says it. When somebody tells me a piece of information, if I don't particularly need it, it doesn't stick around long. If I find it cute or interesting or, you know, whatever, so it's nice, it floats around. But it doesn't really stick. If I was desperate to know and understand the answer to something, if I ask the question I needed knowledge, then the answer sticks. And a marshal gave it was, when you take two pieces of wood and you glue them, no matter how well you glue them, it's not all that difficult to pry it apart. It's not a great attachment. If you take and you hollow out one piece and you make a female part, you know, and the second piece you put a wooden peg in, then you attach it, it becomes very, very firm because the piece of wood is filling in a part of the other piece of wood. So anytime you have a tziruf of two separate items, you need to create a massive of chaser in one so that the other one is memalek. So the same thing, in a person's klima, chachma is not a given that it's part of his klima. So if you want chachma to go in, you need to first create a massive of chaser in the Seichel, the das, and in the person, and that's where the das comes in. So v'avashesi, it sounds very, means you're not supposed to sit back and enjoy what the chacham said and say, ah, it's a very good chetlin, it's a very good part, it's very good this, but rather it's something you're supposed to feel that you're thirsting for, that you're craving to understand it. It's sort of a hemshel, what I said before, because seichel is not intrinsic to a person, because it's lav dafka, that is metzias, so there's an inherent need to find a way to retire it, and that's by being sheis b'tzava. Shekazen nira ki talmud chochum hu ashlomas mei adam, kemoishu eitzel adam shaseichel ashlomas adam, because aim was seichel uchaser. I want to also understand that's sort of the sheirish of the type of attitude of maya hanile chachamim. So it's very hard to. It's not a very clear nekuda. What's the back and forth? People think maya hanile rabbanon. pshat is they don't. There's a natural reluctance of a person's chumri to see sichli as being something that he must have. That it's terribly important. It's a nice thing. It's a, but it's not. It's not something that without it, it's missing. There's someone told me. I heard this from Reb Elie Shvei's brother. He had a brother, David Shvei's brother, who their father, the Shvei's, the old Reb Shvei, lived in Vinsk. And I think he was a bit biased by the Ragachev, if I'm not mistaken. He had a lot of mices from him, Yosemeach. And he said over once that after World War One, you know, the Matzev was very, very dachkistic, and somebody went to be mishtadl by the tzibur to give the Sameach a shtickle pension, some sort of support. So they said, so they were already giving the Ragachever money, I think, or vice versa. So the Balbatim said, the Ragachever is a tchatchka, and the Sameach is a tchatchka. Now, the word tchatchka has a double meaning in Yiddish. A tchatchka means a toy, it means, like shashua in Hebrew, it can mean a positive, like mechashkes v'zach mitem. You know, he's a veichoshev. There, he's somebody that you know everybody is hader with him. That type of thing, and it can also mean it's an extra, it's a luxury, it's a plaything. So the Baal Batim told him the Ragachev the chachka and the osameach the chachka. And in such, and at times like this, we don't need more than one tchatchka. There's a certain sense of not understanding oneself as being a chassel without the seichel. V'hinei, he says, he's recapping what he said. Yosi ben Ye'ezo yemalamidu mazas adam betikun beisoi, sheo beisa beis chachma, v'yiyeh bebeisei chachamim, v'dova ze royu lebeisei, in other words, the bias to the society, to the person and his family, is like he is to, like the seichel to the guf. There's a kesha in this type of relationship that goes that really runs parallel a whole bunch of inyanim. The Ramos says that the chibur between the guf and the nefesh is the mafli lasis. That it's a pella how the guf and nefesh have any kesha with each other. The Akadosh Baruch Hu, there are a whole bunch of relationships like this that have that faith-type element. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sheikh and Shechinosoi in the Beis HaMikdash, in Av Shmayim, Shmei Shon Loich HaKalucha, Vina Bayez HaShabot Nisi. So Ashraf HaShechina onto a Metzias of Yashmias, the Kedusha L'Moshel on a Sefer. You have a Sefer Torah of parchment and ink, and you have Kedusha Sheira on it. A seichel in a guf and so on. These are all sorts of difficult relationships where it's hard to envision that something that has no kesh or something else could possibly be a kli kibbutz for it. If I listen to somebody say things in English, I could be a kli kibbutz for it. I could like what he says, I could be eager to understand it, and so on. If somebody speaks to me in Swahili, I'm not going to be a clickable fit, because my mind and Swahili have nothing in common. I don't understand it, and there's no shaykhs to me. So a chibur between two things that have no kesha whatsoever is a very, very tough chibur to imagine. So part of what has to happen is that the tachten has to become, it becomes a kli kibul fit. A marshal fit would be from it was that the snez enenu ukol means things that are ruchnius need an achiza in this world, even though they are not of this world. For instance, if a person stops eating bread and water, the body dies with the seichel together. The seichel doesn't, even though the seichel doesn't eat bread and water, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stick around. The without a goof to be shared in, meidach gisa, you can put together as much bread and water as you want. You can put together as much flesh and blood. You still don't have a seichel. So seichel, on the one side of it, is lamala from its host. It's a geder like the pasuk says, kinesher yoykinai, like a nesher hovering over the ken. It's a muscle that's used in Kadmoinim when they speak. I mean, in Sifrei Pnim, when they speak about certain sharim between certain higher dargas and lower dargas, it's a geder like kinesher yoykinai. He's kind of hovering over it and not really being mischavet to it. It's on top of it, but not on top of it in the sense that it's supported from the bottom. Normally, when I sit on top of something or somebody, in one sense, I'm on top. I'm sitting on top of a chair, so I'm higher than the chair, taller than the chair. On the other hand, it's the chair that's holding me up. If I have mishorosim, 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 so I'm greater than my mishorosim, and so on. But midrash gisa, I function only because I have this whole group of mishorosim and mishorosim, cleaning and cooking and v'cholo. Those are all examples of an elyon that is supported by the tachtin and totally in the tachtin. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the higher bechinas vis-a-vis the lower bechinas, it's not like that. And b'meila, the elyonim sit on top of Tachtainim. The Eish, if there be no Sned, Eish didn't just appear in the middle of the midbar, just stand there. It was Nechaz in something, and yet the Sned in an Ukol. So the fire is Nechaz in the Sned. It's holding on to it, and that keeps it Mekushet to this world, but it's not of the same material. So it also says, one of the first things that Hakadosh Baruch Hu accomplished when he was Mashpia Lekus in this world was that he, in the first contact between Lekus and this world, Hakadosh Baruch Hu turned the world into a Kli Kibul for it. So b'meila, just like a marshal, sometimes you have a kid who refuses to eat food. You have to be machriachim to eat something. So he tastes the drop. And then he likes the taste so much that he adapts more of it. The first taste was there just to create a cheshek to eat the thing, and then you can have the cheshek. That was one of the mahalchim, very safe mahalchim in Bris Elam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Ashpia of the world, withdrew and then continued Ashpa. The purpose of that was to create a mitzvahs of hashpah. Vehine, yezri ezri melamid, a mitzvahs of a kli kibul for hashpah. Vehine, yezri ben yezri melamid umazes ha'odom betikun beisei, she'er beisei beis chachma. Vehiyeh bebeisei chachamim. It is a rather basic, because she'er beisei doim lebayi shor aguf, ke aguf sa'odom mekabu gati na seichel. U'sheir boi v'nim tzabai. So all of that is above what's here is it's the same mahalach. If a group mali yev beisa beisavada chachomim, yimus abigra faragleim, yishtab itzom adivreim. Ki kol elu dvorim hem yitzoyin ganke beseichel, shun nidlu min ha'adam. On the one hand, seichel is of a different cut than a person. Rak sheyesh el ha'seichel mitzius im ha'adam. But he goes together with Adam. So it's not of the same type, it's not fed by the Adam, but it is kosher to the other. Kineged ze yemisabim faglayim shadov ze moira al shunidu matam chacham השכל, עד שיש לו את אימוי הקשר מציאס. כי נמצא תלמד חוכם בביסר. וזהו הקשר מציאס בלבד שנמצא אימוי. אבל לא עיר וחילו גם. So the truth is that, what he's saying now is that yachas of distance is really what gives the person the real picture of it. The fact that the person has the yachas of covet is means a sense that that he has that kesher with it. If a person has seichel, so his feel towards the seichel is the aldeinus of the seichel. It's not, he's not on familiar terms with it, so that they could be on quote-unquote first-name basis. But rather, it has in himself the richuk shaboy, the ubazeh kol nirshuk v'mashrim tzaseh mordel, kol shbarno. ומפני כעסיכו משהו מסעודם, לכן יש תגם כמצום בדבריהם, כי זה מהיר שמקבל השלום מן התלמד חוכם, ודובר זה רואה להובד. That's also the side of that for my mechazal, that לא יאהב חוכמה, אלא חוכמסה, the חשבוגי of חוכמה, only to חכמים, it's the not if the person knows that Kachpon gives him knowledge, but if the person's mitzias is a mitzias of being a chacham, which means that he has the yearning for it, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him chachma b'libay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to mashpeh a chachma, but if the person is not a kli kibbutz for a chachma, then there's no point in being mashpeh a chachma. That's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpeh a chachma on the chachamim.
Does the muscle that just said about the child tasting the food hold true for here as well? Is that the way one makes oneself into a kli lekavel?
I'm sorry?
Does the muscle that the Roshida said about the child with the thing, is that the way it works here as well? A person tastes a bit and then...
Yes, I mean, it says, there's a famous Siddur Shavart, it says that, let me see if I have the lotion here. I just need to look up the pasuk. It says by the Layochla Lishtois, okay, when they came to the Mayim, not here, came to Chavush. Oh, here it is. It says, Vayam Marasa Lechlo Yisrael Mayim Mimara, they couldn't drink water from Mara, Kimorim Haim. Because they were bitter. So, it says Kimorim Haim, so Shishchavot Kaisel was bitter, and therefore they couldn't taste the water. There was a problem with them. Vayitzer Hashem Yashem, Vayitzer Shachamayim, Yitzchamayim, Shom Som Loichoy Kumish, Vayitzer Shom. So what happened was Klal Yisrael did not have the kelim to be mekabel Torah. They weren't kikivel. So the melech, whatever they tasted, was bitter. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them chukim mishpatim. He gave them a little bit of each mitzvah of chukim, later chukim mishpatim, so that they would become kikivel for the entirety of the mitzvahs. That was the way. That's a very famous part of the Pesach. But it's the same thing, that the person needs to be turned like a child. The first bite you force down terribly, but usually, if you picked right, the kid likes what he gets.
That's also kolas kolas kashrus and mekam ve'ilich yerav lachem. Is that
yes? Correct. Exactly. Kolas kolas kashrus means because if it's a cholot means it's not shaykh to me yet, and if it's something new, it's not shaykh to me. If it's not shaykh to me, I don't have the kale to mekabel it. Person doesn't have kale to mekabel things that are strange to him.
And the Ramchal, the famous Ramchal, that the tikkun of the guf at the end of the day is to be in ganz and shaykh, to be mezuchach al yedei the neshoma.
Right.
And it makes a bit of a, at the moment, hypothetical question. But is that the pshat then that there's a stronger kurva than the choifev, or is...
That there's a stronger what?
A stronger shaychus than just choifev all of them, or is it...
No, but it can't ever become perfect, because choifev is a goof, a person's chayma. But a person becomes more and more mezuchach, in the sense that as the longer the neshama is with the goof, the more zichuch is chalm in the person.
Mm-hmm. Just one last thing. I wrote an interesting din in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. I forget now the name. There's a certain type of keli that, according to one shit, I think the Taz says is possible for Netila because it folds. It doesn't stand open.
Right.
I saw that the Tam is also perhaps the same thing. If it's not, even if it's a keli, it can hold something, but if it doesn't stand in a way that it's kilo mavakish to be filled, the way it stands on its own, it just stands shut. But you can use it to fill it. It's not enough. That's not enough to be called a kli. It has to stand there open.
They probably ask a shayla from the kli for the zrika that had a spitz on the bottom that you couldn't, that you able to put it down. But you're right. Over there, it's the pshat is it's not a kli. If anything, over there it's fakir. It's not a kli in the full sense of the word because it can't stand by itself. It's cooler. It's too bottled to the fluid. It's like a pouch. It's not something that has its own mitzvahs. A kli has its own mitzvahs. When you put water to mayim shuvim, you're being menatik. If you put it in a pipe, it's not menutik. Standing by itself means that there's a nituk, but if it's only full fluid and you can't stand alone, it's mistama lacking in the shem kli b'vayim klali.
Uh-huh. I understand.
Okay, two things. First of all, on February 18th, which I believe is Parshas, Parshas Mishpatim, I'm going to probably be in London. I'm going to come probably Thursday night, Hashem, or Friday morning, and leave on Monday. There's a wedding in Beis Hashem.
Okay.
So, I'll come on. So, once again, Thursday night I won't be there, the way it looks now.